Good morning. We have been discussing the Isur or Isurim of Chashad and Maris Ayin, somebody doing an act that gives off the appearance that he's doing something other than what he's doing. And the concern here is that when A is doing that act, B is looking, and B is thinking either that A is doing an Isur, what A is really not, or that B is going to say, if A can do it, I can do it as well. So that's the Isur of Chashad or Maris Ayin. And today, we're going to start discussing various rationales where we can be lenient on these appearances. We're going to talk about two rationales today, and in Mir Tzashem, we're going to add on a very important one tomorrow. So the first rationale to be lenient when it comes to acts which would other be prohibited as Maris Ayin, the Pri Chodesh is as follows. The whole prohibition of Maris Ayin is only if Chazal said that a certain act, emotion, activity is prohibited. However, if Chazal in the Gemara doesn't say it's prohibited, it's not for us to innovate. It's not for us to create prohibitions based on what we feel should be prohibited. And he brings an example, a very fascinating example of this. He says, look, when it comes to Pesach, we do not prohibit people from using flour made of lentils, lentil flour. Why should it be prohibited? He says, because it looks just like regular flour from wheat. That is a prohibition of Pesach. Don't have chametz, but if somebody eats something made of kemach, a flour of lentils, even though it looks like it could be bread, it's not prohibited as Maris Ayin. We would say nowadays, we'd say that is the case with potato starch, for example, or matzah meal, for example. It's not prohibited. Chazal didn't say it's prohibited. So based on that, the Pri Chodesh, as we see from this, that it's not for us to innovate and create issues and prohibitions of Maris Ayin. If the Gemara says it, it's a prohibition. But if the Gemara doesn't say it, nothing indeed would be prohibited under Maris Ayin. But in fact, many poskim disagree with this opinion of the Pri Chodesh, and they rival the proof that if you look in the various responses written by Rishonim and Achronim, there are many situations that both Rishonim and Achronim discuss things that are prohibited because of Maris Ayin, despite the fact that those activities are not prohibited in the Gemara. So in fact, that's the most commonly held view, that certainly Maris Ayin would apply to things, even if it's not in the Gemara, but if it fits under the Gedarim, it fits under the guidelines of what's prohibited as Maris Ayin, even though it's not in the Gemara, indeed, it's going to still be prohibited. The second rationale to be lenient is that this prohibition of Maris Ayin applies only if A is giving off the appearance of doing an Isser Daraisa. He's really not, but the appearance is such, only if he's violating an Isser Daraisa, but not if he is violating an Isser Dirabanan. And we see that, in fact, could very well be the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah talks about a very interesting situation. If somebody has meat, but we're not talking about meat, that would be a Daraisa meat. Let's talk about chicken, fowl. So he's got chicken, and he has it there together with chalav shkedim, which is chalav is milk, and shkedim is almond milk. And he's eating them, and it was cooked together, and you can see there's almond milk there, and he's having chicken together with it. Not a problem of Maris Ayin, says the Ramah. Why? Because the fowl, the chicken, together with real milk, would only be an Isser Dirabanan. So this person who's having the chicken together with the almond milk would only give off the appearance of being violating an Isser Derabanan, not an Isser Deraisa, so it's not a problem because we don't have a Maris Ayin on an Isser Derabanan, the appearance of an Isser Derabanan. However, he continues that if the person indeed had almond milk together with his red meat, real meat, then he's giving off the appearance, if it was cooked together, it would be an Isser Daraisa. Accordingly, we have an Maris Ayin problem, and the situation there, says the Ramaz, he should leave almonds next to the quote-unquote milk, and that's telling everyone making the public announcement, this is not cow milk, it's not real milk, we're not talking about an Isser Daraisa, it is really just almond milk, and that takes care of the Maris Ayin problem. So we see, based on this Ramah, that there's a Maris Ayin problem if the concern is that the person is violating a Deraisa, but not a Dirabanan. But in fact, there seems to be a Gemara against this. There's a Gemara that says, a Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dal, Ramah Beis, that Chazal decreed that somebody should not take his animal, his cow Betsy, out to sell it on Shabbos, but he's not selling it. He's just giving off the appearance he's selling it. He's walking with Betsy, and typically cows have these bells, and when the bells would be clamoring, they would be clanking, it would make a big noise, and it would put everyone on notice that this cow is going by and it's being brought to be sold in the market. So even if somebody closes off the bell so it's not clanking, despite that, Chazal said, you cannot bring your cow, you can't take it out on Shabbos into a public area because you're giving off the appearance. It's a Maris Ayin problem. You're giving off the appearance. You're bringing it to sell it in the marketplace. Now, even if that were the case, somebody wants to sell Betsy in a marketplace, at best, that's an Isser Drabanan. It's not an Isser Doraisa. The Doraisa is you can't write on Shabbos. And because of the concern you might write on Shabbos, Chazal instituted, don't do business transactions on Shabbos. So that's an Isser Drabanan. But nonetheless, we see that Chazal instituted, they decreed, don't take that animal out in a public area because of the concern. People may view it that you're going to violate the Isser Derabanan of doing business on Shabbos. So we see from here that there's a problem of Maris Ayin, even if the appearance is just that, A is going to do an Isser Derabanan, even if it's not an Isser Del Reis. And in fact, many poskim disagree with the opinion of the Ramah who says that Maris Ayin only applies to a Doraisa, not the appearance of violating a Derabanan. Amongst those who disagree with the Ramah, the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva, the Shach, and the Taz, and in fact, the Tshuvas Saba Kadisha, it's written by Rav Shlomo Eliezer Alapandri, who passed away about 90 years ago. He was the chief rabbi of Damascus and other places. He has the following statement. Shada'as kol harishonim v'achronim. It is the opinion of all rishonim on all achronim. Shebechol iser, that in every iser, every prohibition, yesh le'asor, we should prohibit it because there's a problem of Maris Ayin, afilu shumutar min adin, even if it's something that is permitted mi'ikar adin. In other words, that somebody's doing an act that's fundamentally not wrong, but it's a problem of Maris Ayin Achshad because he's giving off the appearance of doing something wrong. When will that apply? It even applies if the person doing the act is giving off the impression of doing a Darabanan, certainly a Deraisa. So we see here that the opinion of the Saba Kadisha is that it's the opinion of all Rishonim and Achronim, indeed, that the prohibition of Maris Ayin indeed will apply. So far to recap, we brought two potential rationales to be lenient. The first one is the opinion of the Pri Chadash, that if something is not in the Gemara as a problem of Maris Ayin Achshad, we can be lenient, and we saw that many poskim disagree with that. And the second rationale to be lenient is that the problem of Maris Ayin and Achshad apply only if the concern is the person gives off the appearance of being over an Isser Doraisa, not a Derabanan. And indeed, we saw again that many poskim disagree with that and do not view that as a basis to be lenient. And in Amir Tashem, tomorrow we will see a third basis, which is a very critical basis upon which to be lenient in cases of Maris Ayin. Have a wonderful day.